Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here. And welcome back to Clarity First. You know, we're bombarded with advice every day on how to crush our goals, right? But what if I told you there's actual science behind why some goals stick and others fall flat like a souffle in a hurricane? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Because let's be real, who wants to set goals only to watch them gather dust like that unopened jar of fancy pickles in the back of your fridge? Today we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, the science behind effective goal setting. It's not just about wishing really hard and hoping for the best, folks. There are some key ingredients that make a goal truly achievable and satisfying. First up, specificity. Ever heard the saying, "A goal without a plan is just a wish"? Totally true. Think of it like this. You wouldn't set out on a road trip without knowing your destination, right? The same goes for goals. Vague desires don't cut it. Instead, get laser focused. Say instead of, "I want to be healthier," try, "I want to lose 10 pounds by walking 30 minutes 3 times a week." See the difference? Now you have a clear target and actionable steps. Next, measurability. We're not just talking about hitting a number here. It's about tracking progress. Imagine trying to learn a new language without knowing how many words you've learned or what levels you've reached. You'd be lost in translation, right? The same applies to goals. Maybe it's logging your workouts, tracking your savings, or even monitoring the number of pages you read each day. Find ways to measure your journey and celebrate those milestones along the way. Thirdly, achievability. We want our goals to be challenging, but let's face it, aiming for the moon when you're still learning to walk can lead to frustration. Be realistic about what you can accomplish within a given time frame. Instead of trying to write a novel in a week, maybe start with a short story or even just 500 words a day. Break down big goals into smaller, more manageable chunks that build momentum and keep you motivated. Now, let's talk about relevance. A goal should align with your values and aspirations, not be something you're doing because everyone else is doing it. Why are you setting this goal in the first place? What does it mean to you? Think about what truly matters, what lights a fire within you, and set goals that reflect those passions. Lastly, time-bound. Deadlines create a sense of urgency and focus. When we have a specific time frame in mind, we're more likely to take action and stick to the plan. Think of it like this. Would you be as motivated to clean your room if there was no end date? Probably not. So set those deadlines, put them on your calendar, and treat them with the seriousness they deserve. Ever felt like you're juggling a million things at once, but nothing feels truly accomplished? That's the feeling of having goals that lack clarity and direction. It's like trying to navigate a maze with no map. Frustrating, right? Let's say you want to start a business, but instead of saying, "I want to be an entrepreneur," you break it down. "I want to launch a sustainable clothing line within the next year by conducting market research, securing funding, and building a team." Suddenly, that nebulous dream has become a tangible roadmap with specific milestones. Here's the bottom line. Setting goals isn't just about dreaming big. It's about strategically crafting those dreams into achievable realities. By applying these scientific principles, specificity, measurability, achievability, relevance, and time-bound, you can transform your aspirations from wishful thinking into concrete accomplishments. Remember, every small step forward is a victory. So keep your focus sharp, embrace the power of intentionality, and watch as your goals transform your life. And that's a wrap for today's episode. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on these science-backed goal-setting tips. What resonates most with you? Have you tried any of these strategies before? Let me know in the comments below, and don't forget to subscribe for more Clarity First wisdom that will help you live a more intentional and fulfilling life. Until next time, keep striving for clarity, friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.